What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another sick woman file. Gentlemen, it's been some time since I've done one of these. And obviously, I'm playing around with some new formats. Let me know if you like them in the comment section. This article right here, and many others I've done, showcase just how dangerous the dating apps truly can be. And this is actually a perfect counter argument for the women across TikTok and other social media sites that love to say that men who travel face some sort of danger when they go to foreign countries. However, awfully convenient, they never talk about the dangers that men face in this country. Now, this article was published on the 4th of October. Colorado Springs woman bound and stabbed Tinder date, affidavit says. Gentlemen, this is so much good information. They cannot argue this. Oh, I forgot. They refuse to argue this. Why? Because it puts a mirror right into the face of a lot of American women. And yes, a lot of them are batshit crazy. A Colorado Springs woman is accused of binding, cutting, and choking her Tinder date, according to an arrest affidavit. Officers responded to a call at around 5:45 p.m. on September 28th in the 2500 block of East Cash Lepore Street, where they arrested 22-year-old Laura Dooley and found a 21-year-old man naked and bleeding in the parking lot. Wow! Dispatchers told officers they heard a male and female voice on the line, with the male saying he was bleeding on the bed before telling someone in the background, quote unquote, because you cut me, and quote unquote, you're going to kill me. The man appeared to bleed from a cut on his left arm as he backed away from Dooley, who police say appeared to have blood on her hands and arms. The man told officers Dooley had tied him up and cut him. The man had matched with Dooley on Tinder and agreed to meet at her apartment, according to the affidavit. Huge mistake on his part. Why? Because he put himself into her environment. No. Gentlemen, just some humble advice. If you're going to meet women off these dating sites, which honestly, I recommend you don't do, get a hotel room that has security and cameras. Scout the location out, make your plans, inform the staff, yes, I'm going to be meeting such and such person, and make sure you have magnetic or somewhat locked rooms. They have to have a key code or something. Gentlemen, it is far too dangerous nowadays. The two talked on her couch before engaging in sex acts. Dooley bound the man's wrists and ankles together with duct tape, which he found odd but consented to. Another pro tip, trust your gut. If something seems off, more than likely it is off. And if you think something is off, remove yourself from the situation. Dooley then grabbed a kitchen knife and demanded him get into her bedroom, according to the affidavit. The man obeyed and got into her bed, where Dooley used the knife to cut his left shoulder, he told police. She then used both hands to apply pressure to his throat for 20 seconds, then tightened a belt around his neck for another 20 seconds. She then checked his neck for a pulse, according to the affidavit. Wow, she really went for the gusto. Dooley was upset that the man was bleeding on her bed and yelled at him to get into her bathtub. When she ordered DoorDash, she told the man, quote unquote, "If you scream or say anything, I'll kill you," according to the affidavit. Dooley took the man into her bed with her and pulled the blanket over him before they fell asleep. He noticed the knife was under the blanket and used it to cut himself free of the tape. He bumped into a table while trying to get his keys and wallet, waking Dooley. He ran to the parking lot for help. Officers found, quote unquote, a kitchen knife near the bed, several blood-soaked rags, and blood all over the bathtub, according to the affidavit. Police arrested Dooley on suspicion of second-degree kidnapping, 2 counts of second-degree assault and menacing, all felonies, in addition to a misdemeanor false imprisonment charge. Gentlemen, I'm pretty sure your first question, as was mine, would be, why did they not try for attempted murder? However, when you look at the charges, they said they're all felonies. So even if they don't get her for attempted murder, they will get her for all these other charges. Now, gentlemen, like I said previously, there are so many articles like this of men who used dating apps who unfortunately ended up getting put into a very precarious situation. Another thing that the passport detractors love to say, well, you might get robbed over there. They might do something to you. How many men have been robbed, have been set up, and unfortunately, some men have been killed by trying to meet women off dating apps? Oh, where are the arguments for that? Oh, I'll wait. Yeah, right. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another man using a dating app who ended up in a very dangerous situation. Luckily, he managed to escape. But how many men, unfortunately, did not escape? Far too many. Now, let's go off into the weeds just a little bit. If prostitution was fully legal, and I don't mean decriminalized to where women can offer to sell, but men still get charged if they attempt to buy. No, if there were legal, safe brothels where a man could go get his desires met, you wouldn't have things like this. Oh, I'm about to go really in on the whole argument against prostitution in a later video. But, gentlemen, be careful. Be careful. You never know who you're going to meet on these dating apps. At minimum, you have to worry about getting catfished. At maximum, you might end up losing your life. Just saying. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will go out for you. Setting men up via dating apps will go out right along with it. Because believe you me, there's going to be men who can and will have the means to protect themselves. And guess what? There have been some women who unfortunately, nope, I'm not going to say unfortunately. Fortunately, ended up running across those particular men because they tried to set that man up to commit a crime against him. And what did he do? He defended himself, sometimes with lethal force. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I've seen some pretty horrible things in my life, but this is just